Blog Talk Radio.
And we are giving you our love. That was Sir Magnus with Gimme. And this is Psychic Jethro. We're ready. We're here. We're going to have it. You know what time it is? It's Psychics Gone Wild. Call 773-897-6461 to have that professional psychic reading. And the fun thing is you're on the radio with us, Wild Ones. It's Thursday night, and you guys are going to love it. We have tonight Psychic Jethro. You've already heard me. And I am the founder of this great organization and fun friends that get together to give you a reading. Because of the limited time, we give you a little bit. Then you get to go on psychicsgonewild.com and get with the rest of us for a long reading. And tonight I have, and our wonderful friend, as all of you know, I have tonight with us, normally Dina. Dina tonight has got some other situations happening, and she's had to do a little bit of a rain check. She's out having some fun, and we all wish her the best in Maine, and she'll be back as always with me. Tonight we have from Las Vegas, Nevada. Those of you know our very positive friend, our individual who we just love so dear, our intuitive professional dancer. And this dancer was born in an environment of government investigation. We have Jan Bach-Drakey. I'm going to get her on the phone here, and we're going to talk a little bit, find out a little bit about her with missing people, find out who Jan is, and then those of you on the phone will get to have that reading with me and Jan together. So sit back, relax. It is that time of the night. It's Psychics Gone Wild. Jan, how are you tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, just all happy. I heard that they're getting a lot of rain in between me and you. I'm in Tampa, and you're over in Vegas, Nevada. How are you? How's the weather in that wild state?
Well, yeah, we've been having a lot of rain lately, and it's usually the end of August and September, and so that's what it's doing. We get these monsoon type of things, flash floods, and that's what's going on. So it could be any day. One day it might be sunny, and the next day it might rain. Next day we might have a flash flood, so that's the weather we're in. Yeah, that's our time right now.
I love
it.
It's
cooler out, too.
Good. Here in Florida, too, we're getting the rain. And tonight, that was the fun thing. We spun the magic wheel here and the positive wheel on subjects, and the subject that came up was, do you believe that lightning is magic, and is it able to raise power, or is it something that just individuals believe with different ethnics and there's not much behind it? So that's the subject we're going to work with on Psychics Gone Wild, is what do you feel about lightning? So, Jan, I'm going to turn it over to ladies first, and then I will talk about it, and we'll take a few emails and a few phone calls and call this the Wild Lightning Show tonight.
Wow. Yeah. Well, lightning, it's electric. But I've been very close to lightning, and when I was out in the woods a few times hiking and stuff, and it gets closer to you when you're up in the mountains, and it's really kind of a scary experience, but it has a charge to it, of course, obviously, and it's amazing. It's really an amazing feeling to be around it, but you don't want to be right next to it, because it can do, you know, can hurt you, harm you. But we've had a lot of lightning here in Vegas in the past in the rainstorms, and knocked down houses and garages and all kinds of stuff. So it's a pretty intense, Mother Nature weather vehicle. But it's fantastic too, because it's all that incredible energy that we have, you know. I don't really know that much about it, except from that movie also. I can't remember what that movie was where, anyway, I won't go into it, but the boy was very gifted, and he was attracted to lightning, and so that's really all I know about it in that realm. But as far as that goes, yeah, it's a very intense thing.
I love it, and I agree.
That's all I have to say.
It's fine, Jan, and I love it. It's a good subject. It got us both going, whoa, that's why we're gone wild. I do know that for me, the lightning is one of the subjects that is very much a power. It is used in power work with individuals will go out to raise energy. Good example, you're having a time and you need a little bit of ump in your psychic readings, and it's been where you're reading and you just feel down. And in my way and in the light way, we will go out, we will work outside, we'll take in the energy. When a storm is there, you'll feel the strength. You'll bring it in. As my teacher had taught me, we do a power stance. We do an energy with it. We never fear it. We bring the light in with it. We bring the energy, and it becomes magically part of us. And what we call reading a storm is something that I love to do. And we will go out and we'll feel the energy of it, and you'll see it going across the sky. And then you look and you feel the energy. And obviously, all of us have been cloud readers where you've laid on the ground and look at the cloud, and it's like, oh, there's an angel. There's a beautiful horse. Well, you read those clouds. You say, okay, that horse means a working person. A horse means, and so like just like the totems, which Jan does, and we're going to help you guys with tonight. We're going to both read for you. I can feel you guys getting all excited. The room's filling and it's building. But what we love to do is we love to talk with the energy. So when you're sitting there with the storm, you reach and you feel that energy, and you can tell by if it's a real light blue storm what's coming in your life. It's going to be a very communicative, very communication time. If it's a very strong, very fiery storm where you're seeing a lot of sparks in the energy, and there's places that are working with the lightning lightning and you can see it coming out like an orange in hues, that also means that it's going to be a time that's very power, sexual. It can mean that this is a time that if you're looking for a relationship, this is a good sign and you read the storm for that. Now, I have people already telling me, okay, now I'm the weatherman now, but no, I'm not. And if you look at this, if you realize what I'm saying, I'm not telling you to go outside, grab your thermometer and say, it's 68 degrees and it's lightning, that must mean I'm going to go to the grocery store. What I'm telling you is to let yourself relax, breathe in the energy, and read the energy. You're going to feel it. You're going to sense it. That storm and that power is telling you. And as Jan said, we always use common sense. I had people tell me, why would you go out in the rain? Because rain is a positive energy that cleanses you, as we all know. It also is magic. To walk in the rain or to work in the rain has always brought about good, positive financial. So here's the combination for me. I do my prayers. I am very Christian, as you guys know. I go out. I do the energy. But I make sure that, you know, the highest thing, a lightning's going to hit. I live in Tampa, Florida. This is the most lightning strikes in the world. The reason I do this is I make sure that there's other things. If it's going to hit, it's going to hit a tree above. I do feel the energy. I know of a friend who was hit with lightning, unfortunately was working, not involved in this at all, was working through a company, and they made him go up into the woods and the Rocky Mountains, and he was hit with lightning. It is not a pretty sight, as Jan said. So what I tell you guys is use moderation and common sense, but you can go out, you can sense it, you can look through, and you can enjoy it. You can feel it, and you can know it, and you can enjoy that light, positive work of our higher power. Jan, we've got them waiting. They're going crazy. We've got to get on the phones. They want the two greatest, Jan and Jethro, so we're going to let you lucky people talk to us. 617, hello, and how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good. It's Svetlana. Of course, I had a reading with you one time. I have a question about relationships. There's a guy in my life that I was dating, but we kind of split up, and I was wondering if he's going to come back to me.
Yeah, and I'm feeling here, when you said that, I'm getting yes. I'm seeing energy towards you, and I'm seeing feathers. I'm seeing, like, they're saying that it looks like that he's kind of flew in the coop, but I don't think he's done. And what they're showing me, the angels are telling me, is that you... And thank you, Alana. I remember you. Thank you for coming back. I always love all my regulars. What I love with you and the energy is I always go back with the guides. I kind of know you guys as guides more than I know you. And your guides are telling me that you've been through some, that you, this person and you went through some situations that were kind of awkward. They keep showing me like you guys going out to eat or being out in a public place and it was awkward.
Well, yeah, we were awkward. We were in the mall, which was a little... kind of strange.
It's what I'm feeling. I got to ask him because, you know, I mean, I don't want to be, I'm very accurate. And what if I told you about a guy and it was the guy here and they're telling me that it is with him and it was very strange. They're telling me that you have some other people that are trying to like either hook you up or set you up with someone else. I sense that you've got friends or something. They don't want you hurt, but they're trying to push you over to this guy and you're kind of like, I don't want to go over to this guy. There's somebody that really, I feel like there's someone that everyone's kind of got for you, and you're kind of like the wild girl. You're like, no, I'd kind of like this person. And I see you're very, very strongly willed.
Mm-hmm. So if you see him coming back, or when is it?
I do see that. I'm sensing that. Now I'm going to turn you over to Jan. Jan, what are you sensing? And give Jan a minute. She doesn't know your totem, but see what Jan. Jan, you're a female. What are you sensing with this man? Is the feathers coming back or is him flying the coop? What do you feel?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think he's going to come back, but I got the rabbit for her, and the rabbit came in really strongly. And for her in particularly, and the rabbit pretty much means that it's a creative time for you, and there's going to be an opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. So there could be others, you know, coming to you also during this time. But it feels like to me you're going to be, you have your wits about you, and it says here for the rabbit, the power animal, you're intelligent and you have common sense, and you're a great strategist. There's always a backup plan for you, and you're an eternal optimist. So if you're feeling positive about this man, then I would go with that. Does that feel anything for you?
Yeah, but, well, we talked about it, and he told me he didn't want to be in a relationship because I live too far. And he's kind of, we're still friends, and I was just wondering when, if he's coming back, when it would happen.
I don't know when it will happen. I don't do timing very well, but I feel like he is. That's just my feeling. I don't even know what Jethro said. Did he say that?
It's okay what I said and what you said. The thing is, that's really good, is sometimes women are better at this in relationship, and I love what you're doing, Jan. You're trying to be agreeable, and we're going to have where psychics are different. We do it a lot, and you're right on what you said. I love what it does. Jan's a little nervous a lot, and I thank you for working with us. We're working great, and that was right on. It's a little different to do this. Alana, she was talking about with the rabbit with you, and I do feel that there's something else. You're lucky like a rabbit. You have sometimes the energy that other people would say, okay, how did you get through that? What's going on? Sometimes people don't really realize that your people love you, and yet there's like you get through things and they look at you and kind of scratch their head. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
that's rabbit. Well, Jan's right on it. She's been 100% and she's very gifted. Definitely get back with us and see if he comes back and see
Thank
if
you.
We're right. You know, and we both said that, you know, free will in relationship, there is a 98% accuracy, but we're both getting yes, so we want to hear it. Keep us informed, and we'll be looking forward for a call from you later on.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Welcome.
Good to hear from you, too, and we love all of you guys. We are having an event, and I have a lot of people asking me in the room. It's on September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's the American Federation by the Beverly Garland Hotel there in Hollywood, and what we're looking forward to is we're going to be doing classes. I'm going to be teaching, and Van Duren's going to be there, Patty Negri's going to be there, Robert Rodriguez. Long story short, we're going to have 3 days of the best of the best. So those of you who are very interested in it, you know, talk with me, get with me, send me an email, say you're interested. I'll send you an email back, all the information. It's a very good deal. Right now it's only $111 if you get in now, but if you wait and get in the door, it's $150, which is phenomenal. I know that of the classes I'm going to be teaching, I'm bringing it all, you guys from Tampa. I'm going to teach you how to read the playing cards. I'm going to teach you how to read the palms. I'm going to teach you how to read the auras and how to see without seeing. Then we're going to get intense and we're going to raise power for the empowerment. Then I've got some readings that evening. We're going to dance a little more, and I got some belly dancing friends come over. I'm going to learn a new step. Then we're going to get into eating some tacos. Then the next day we're going to hit it again real hard. And, you know, so it's just going to be a blast. I love all of you guys, and I thank you guys for asking me in the room. If you know how to get a hold of Patty, PattiNegri, it's Patty Negri, I will give you that telephone number. You can sign up today and get in deal. Tell them Psychic Jethro sent you, and thank you guys for asking. I love all of you. Let's take another phone call. Me and Jan are in the mood to, the song that came up tonight was Take It Time, Do It Right by SOS, and I love that. We're doing it right tonight. 215, how are you, 215?
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware.
All right, Jackie, how have you been?
I'm pretty miserable these days, and I'm wondering, I'm in kind of a funk, and I'm not normally like this, but I feel like I'm doing like a downward spiral. Does Spirit have something to tell me, or how do I get out of this?
And I'm feeling this, and you're in a common pattern we're having with a lot of us that are up. And I apologize. I had somebody be a smart aleck. They're like, Jethro, you're psychic. You should know she was feeling that way before you picked up the phone. Come on. Do you guys want me to read the telephone book for you? Come on. But they just, Jackie, I got to fight with them. I know and I love you. You're one of our regulars, and I know that you're normally up. And the spirit is telling me that there is something happening. They're taking you down through this blue levels and this intense energy, and it's like water. I see water around you. And it's all the emotions, and they are telling me that they're the reason they're doing this is they're getting you ready for something really good. It's like in a business when everything's really tense and it's really hitting you and stressed, and all of a sudden you'll feel all this crazy stuff start to happen. That's the same thing, because then all of a sudden, boom, you make some more finances. They're telling me something with love and relationship. Jackie, can you give me your date of birth here? And I apologize asking the lady that.
Oh, no, January 2nd, 1961.
Perfect, sea goat. No wonder I'm seeing water. Yeah, that's exactly it. And you're at that part of your life and that energies that are strengthening for you. That and take it as a compliment. I love Capricorns. I had a friend tonight. My expression of a Capricorn is a lady who walks out on a yacht. That's a Capricorn to me. And she acts like she owns it, even if she don't. And that's the class that comes with a Capricorn. But also another responsibility and karma in the wheel. When you're going through right where you are, they're pulling you way down with the sea goat, and then you're a survivor. When you come back up, they're telling me there's some kind of treasure that's down there that they want you to get. They're telling me that it's been this way for a little while, but what it is you had something happen here with your life that you kind of missed something over this man. I feel like there was a man in your life that kind of took charge or did some things, and it's like you kind of missed a door or opening there that they wanted you to financially have. Does this make sense of what I'm saying?
Not really. I mean, I don't, many men have brought me down, believe me. but I don't know about the treasure or whatever. Like, no one's kept me from earning a living or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't feel he drowned you, Jeff, but I feel like he got you off your course. And they're telling me that, angels are telling me that with you. And I love how they put the water, and here you are, a sea goat. No wonder, you know, it's like they're putting the water there, and they're telling me that you also have such an ability that I'm feeling it's going to end. But they said you've got to go through a little more of this karma into October. It's ironic because Saturn right now is in Scorpio, my sign. I'm doing a lot of karma, and it's been very lucky for me. I feel like you're Capricorn. You're sharing this with me. You've got Scorpio in your midheaven or something there. And so, Jan, I would like you to hear your opinion, and together we'll put this together, and Jackie will hopefully go, Jethro's not crazy.
Well, I saw several animals, and wow, they just kept flashing through. And the first one was the deer, and then it went to the rabbit, and then it went to the robin, and the robin stuck with me because I saw the robin around a lake. And I guess maybe Jethro was talking about the water, and so I just saw this lake with a robin in a tree right near the lake, and it just stuck with me. And so I've decided to go there instead of the rabbit and the deer. But sometimes we have several animals around us, you know, and they come here to be around us to help us when we're at any time that we're in need, or also sometimes the power animals are the ones that are with us all the time, and they just take us through our life. But we can have several animals around us during different situations. So, it's very possible you have all three of those animals. And I saw them clearly. But I just thought the robin, it's kind of neat. It says here, it's time to let go of anything in your life that's outmoded and stagnant and plant the seeds for new by setting your goals and intentions for the coming year. So if you're feeling like your life is spiraling, it may not be. I mean, it may be, but you can come out of this and to start planting new seeds and setting more goals for the upcoming year. And it says that you're usually a happy person, singing and whistling, and you have maybe a past life connection to Christ, whether you are a Christian or not, and that you could be on a divine mission in life. So it may be spiraling now, but it doesn't seem like it will be forever, and you have the possibility of coming out of that too.
Okay.
So it looks positive. It looks really positive to me. I love that. This is nice about the robin. I'm glad I chose the robin because maybe you needed to hear that instead of from the other ones.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Sure.
And we thank you, and we love that. And I want to thank you for calling in. We are having a little bit of crazy wild time, as we always do. I just got that number, and I'm putting it in the room. Those of you who want to go to the American Federation Certified Psychic and Mediums Convention, our Revive Your Spirit, call Patty at 323-461 0640, and I've got that there. Tell them Jethro sent you. Any of you guys who let me know there that you've done for the convention, I will kick in a class of your choice for free. You can tell me whatever it is you want, and we can do it there at the hotel, and if we get a chance, and I'll even send you an email on it free to get you set there. So that I will kick that in if you get there. I've had people ask me, will you read my poem? I said, if you show up, I'm going to read you like you've never been read. You definitely want to show up. This is going to be a fun party, and I'm going to be doing some events there, and I love all you guys, and I thank you for asking. So, Jan, we've got a really good, exciting thing happening here. When we were talking about the working with individuals, I know that you've did some work and found some people and stuff with the, you know, your government investigation. We've never really kind of delved into a little bit of Jan because she's just our little dear sweet. Everyone just loves Jan. Jan is she's a dancer.
Oh,
I think that's so professional.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jan. You're just a sweetheart. And can I tell everybody how I honestly first met you? Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Back when I was living in the psychic realm, and no pun intended, that was my radio show, and that was before it Gone Wild, a lady called my show, and I read her just like I'm reading you guys now, and her brother came through on the radio. He started talking to me, and he was telling me things that happened. Jan's not had an easy life. He went through some real intensity, and she was just like, oh, yes, hello, and I'm going to get a reading. I laughed that night, and I said, you know, I've done Blog Talk. This is my second time, and I'm probably not going to do it again, but I really like that lady. I got off the radio, and I put my headset down, and I'm in California, and I feel this push from her brother on the other side, and he goes, Jan's going to call you. I said, no, she's not. I said, it's been a really busy day, but the radio's kind of hard for me. I'm a psychic that does readings, and I said, I'm getting all emotional here. Listen to me, Jan, I'm going to cry. And I go, I just do readings out with people. I need to sit down. I'm not really a radio reader. I'm more of a person. I read people by touching their hand or reading their energy. And he goes, Jan's going to call you. And you did. And I had a reading with you, and we've been friends ever since. Jan's a very good person.
That's
and she's
true.
Very gifted. Isn't it? I mean, isn't it wild? And did you really, I mean, did you
that
know?
Was,
could you?
That was an amazing experience. And I remember when that very, very night, and my brother had just died, and I didn't know that he said that to you. But, yeah, I heard you on the radio, and I said, I have to call him. I could just feel your energy. It felt so kind and loving to me. So I called right away, and he told me about, Jethro told me about my brother, and he knew details, and it was a miracle. He knew every little thing, and I knew he did, and it felt so right, and that was it. And I knew, I've known Jethro ever since, and I've been involved in his group, and he's been my teacher and teaching me and trying to help me bring out my gifts, and he's just a fantastic person and teacher. And from his teachings, just from, and I haven't even finished the course yet, but just through the teachings that I've received, I've been able to open up part of that third eye in that spiritual center area and see the colors, see the chakras, the colors, and also develop a little bit of the psychic awareness and ability, and the animals have come through. And so that's just a total miracle. And I'm not, to be perfectly honest, I don't really know how to even do it. And so I'm just trying it and doing it. And last year I did readings for friends, and the animals always came through. And so it's been there for quite a while. I just haven't really known, you know, how to put it all together. And now we're on the radio, and I'm grateful that Jethro's even asked me to be on the radio. It's all new to me, but I'm, you know, it's very fun, and it's good practice and good work, and I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it, but you know, it's just gonna, through time, it's all gonna come together more. But then after the animals started coming through, I was having all that experience with the missing children, and I don't know if you want me to go on about that, but.
Yes, I do. That's why you're here, and we love
oh,
it. And everyone knows,
okay.
Everyone gets free readings all the time. They can catch us on any of our shows. We want to hear about who you are, Jan. Tell us about the missing children, our little wild one.
Sure. Well, this came out of the blue, too. This was another miracle that's happened, and completely unexpected. I was working with a friend, and she had, there were some missing children from her city, I mean from her state, which is the same state I live in Nevada, and it was where she was brought up, and she sent me the information, and I looked at one of them, and at one of the girls, and I could feel right away that she was passed over. I knew that she had died, but then I just went ahead and did my meditation and went in and decided to go ahead and ask about it, because that's how I usually do readings, is I do a meditation first, and then I go in and ask. And immediately I started getting information on this girl who was in the woods, and I saw her in the woods, and she showed herself to me, and she was surrounded with white, golden light. And then she tried to show me certain places, and I saw the house where she was murdered. I saw the perpetrator, and it was just like, God, I didn't know I could do this. And then my friend sent a bunch of information on the location, and through my meditation, I saw a certain location, and then she sent the pictures, and I had exact pictures of what she sent. And so that was really bizarre. I mean, I just thought, no way, I can't possibly be doing such a thing. But it was, and I think once you open up that area in there, they call the third eye and stuff, you're able to access information. And so anyway, we had this particular case confirmed by Dina Flanagan, who is one of the professional psychics that's usually on Thursday night, and she saw the same exact things that I saw before I even told her. She had told our friend Misty, and then that I was told, and I mean, we talked about it, and she didn't even know I saw any of this stuff. Our information was completely matched. I was blown away. And then we got another case to do, also in the same state, and it was another girl that was passed over also, and I was able to see the exact locations and extreme details on this one, even more details. And when she sent me the information of the stuff that I saw, it was exact. Like, I saw a rowboat in this particular scene, and she sent me pictures, and there was a rowboat on this river, and it had just certain traits, you know, like the grasses were inside the water, and I was inside the water, and that's where they found the girl too. And so I guess that was kind of like what you said last week, like a shape-shifting experience. I sort of experienced that, and the pictures she sent me, the grasses were in the water, and it was along this certain edge of river, and I saw it all, and there was green grass everywhere, and in that particular city, there's green grass everywhere. It was just all there, and I just thought, wow, gosh, I didn't know. So it's a miracle, and all I can say is that I owe it to you, Jethro. I mean, you're the one who has shown me this, how to do these things, and I would never in a million years ever have been able to do this stuff or even thought of doing it, you know. And it was through your inspiration, because when I talked to you that night when my brother died, and I talked to you a few nights after that, you said, please come join my group. I really see that you're going to be able to see colors, and I think you have some gifts here that you might want to develop, and just come in and check us out, meet the friends, and talk to people, and you might want to take a class sometime. And all of that has come true. Every single thing you've said has come true, to the detail. And you talked about my poetry and lyrics and everything, and all of that has come true. You said I would have a song come out, and I did. So, I mean, but also for me, too, it of course, it's, I'm working right here with a master, and I'm a very much of a beginner, and it's a little intimidating, even though he is my teacher and I know him, but still it's intimidating. But, you know, it's great work and practice, and I feel like this is, you know, going to be part of my life for the rest of my life now, and so we'll see what happens. I'm very interested in maybe following up on the missing children's thing and what, you know, getting involved in some, in more of that. I don't know. We'll see what goes on.
I love it, and I thank you, Jen. You made a lot to me, and I've had a lot of individuals say, Jethro, what is Psyches Gone Wild? So we put together our little mission statement. We're really just a bunch of positive light workers working together to help others. I get so emotional with Jen, and I know part of it's because, I mean, it was at a time where I decided to go on, and then the next show, the guides told me Psyches Gone Wild, and they started saying, hunt for these people. And I laughed because Jen would come on and listen then, and it's like, you and your dancer someday will have all these friends. And we're like the little, I feel like we're the magic kids. I see me and Jan kind of coming out of Pasadena, California, where it all started. And then all of a sudden we're going across the country on the radio. And all of a sudden they tell me, you're going to find a mermaid in Florida. And I'm like, right. You know, and I'm joking because I joke with my guides. And I'm like, you know, and tra-la, I open the computer and here's a person. I'm a mermaid. And Amy Kavanaugh come on board. You're going to hear music and you're going to find this really intense, gifted psychic. You both work in the same place, but they're very gifted and very loyal. Pamela Cummings, the musical psychic. I mean, it's been like that, and that's how it just keeps coming. You know, we have a lot of friends, and I love all of you guys, and we like to talk about it. And I know all of you, there's about 10 or 11 of you wanting to have a few minutes with us. Some of you just want to listen in. I had somebody tell me the other day that right when the story got good, I jerked the phone, and then I had someone tell me, so just, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to grab a caller over here and we'll give you a few minutes of a reading. And do know that we do this also with you guys so you know. Give us a chance at psychicsgunwall.com to do more for you. I had a person ask me, why do I do it? I do it because I love you guys, but it also, that's how we pay the bills. 860, how are you, 860?
Hi. Hi, this is Susan calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Susan. I'm so glad you called in. Are you enjoying the show? Are me and Jan doing okay? Can we come back next week?
Yes, you're hired.
Okay, we love her. She's a keeper, and we got to find out. I could feel the energy with you, Susan, that I get so hyper. I'm trying to tone it down because your angels are telling me you've got something that's causing you a little stress. I'm feeling that real stress. I'm feeling tension. So, Susan, talk to me. Give me a little bit of energy so your guides will let me see because they almost like they're a little stressed.
Oh, I don't know. Just probably my work is a little stressful. But we're expecting a grandbaby pretty soon. But it's funny you were talking about lightning because my daughter and I were sitting out on the patio and it started to lightning tonight, and then it came down so loud that it scared us, and we jumped, and we were running inside. But, you know, it's exciting, too, because it was so loud.
Ooh, Jan, what are you feeling here? I'm feeling Jan. Jan's picking up your energy. What are you feeling? I'm going to let you talk. And has anybody ever told you sound like Eileen Brennan? I love your voice.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's a very good comedian. She was on like Murder by Death, and she was just a really phenomenal comedian. I'm telling my age, you guys, it's been a couple years back, but she was just phenomenal. And yet she had this very, like you have this very cool voice that's, you know, it's like Eastern voice that just rocks. Jan,
thank
would you.
You
go ahead and, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think that's neat what you say about the lightning too, and I got raccoon just right away, and I've never really seen raccoon before. And it says you're gifted with an intuitive mechanical ability to express your creativity with your hands and through writing. I don't know if you do that, but you're very resourceful and you're quite adaptable and flexible. And you feel pretty much at home anywhere you want to be. That's the description of the raccoon. And so, are you feeling a lot of good energy lately and feeling good? I'm glad that you like the lightning, because when you were talking about the lightning, it made me feel really good too. And I have a whole different feeling about it now after hearing Jethro's comments about it too.
Well. Yeah, it's kind of a strange time because I was going through a downward spiral, and it seems now I might be coming out of it a little bit.
Uh-huh. That's meditate, good.
And I connect in certain ways, and it's pretty cool. But that I kind of stopped doing that as much, and then I just started, I don't know, maybe getting stressed out. So I'm trying to get back in, but now.
Getting stressed out again and trying to get back in to let
to meditate
stress again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And so are you doing certain things to help that, like any kind of, you know, like stress thing, exercises, maybe meditation or
meditation and my crystals, and that's about it.
Right, yeah. I really love the meditation. It helps me tremendously when I get stressed out, and I'm trying to do it as much as I can just to, so that I can keep a stable thing going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I completely recommend staying
with
meditation.
And I see color in my my third eye when I meditate.
Awesome.
Waves come in. It's so neat. And sometimes they're almost like transmissions, and they come in and spread out. It's really
cool.
That is
so cool. Isn't that cool? That's what happens to me, too, when I do meditation. I see the colors.
Yeah, blue.
And,
sometimes the colors leave, and sometimes they come in.
Uh-huh. What colors are you seeing?
I see white and blue a lot. A
uh-huh.
lot of blue.
That's really neat. I know. And the blue, I see blue also, and that goes with the, sometimes goes with the throat chakra. And the white's supposed to be more on the, I think, the crown chakra area. So, oh, that's really, that's remarkable. That's what I love about meditation. It takes you to those places, and when you get to those places, you can soak it up, you know? That's what
and
I do.
And I also see spirit. And it seems like they're just kind of free-flowing around. But one time, in the beginning when I first started meditating, they were very pronounced. And one time it was like this fairy gremlin. And she came in, and she came right up to me and looked at me. But the face was different, and it kind of startled me because I wasn't
uh-huh.
used to it. And I never saw it after that, I think because I got so startled.
And she came right up to your face?
Yes.
That's awesome. I've seen a fairy, too. I love fairies. Yeah. That's totally cool.
It
wow.
is.
I know. It's just amazing. I didn't see one in waking life. I saw it in a dream. But she came right up to my face, just like what you're saying. Right
yeah.
there. And I felt like I was wide awake. In fact, I feel like I really was because I... In the dream, I said, I can't wait until my friend Linda, because Linda knows about fairies, too. And this fairy was just as big as life and talking to me just, oh, she was magnificent and just full of life and love and just right there. It was like real life. It was very real. So I totally get it. Wasn't that exciting to see that?
It
wow.
was. And then I, you know, of course, went to meditate all the time after that.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, congratulations. What I've been told, what people are telling me now is that because I've witnessed met my fairy, that I'm probably in that fairy realm kingdom, you know. I'm part of that sort of... kingdom, or that's the vibration I'm probably resonating on type thing.
Yeah.
So maybe, so you probably are too. And it's a very good place to be. It's in a higher realm. It's not a lower realm. It's a higher realm. And
the strangest thing is that I started looking at the face of my father in the picture, and I'm like, you know, he looks like he comes, the face that I saw resembles his face. Slightly, and I thought, I wonder if he's a soul from the fairy world.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I love you. You've got to stay with us. You're a keeper, and we love you. And I'm feeling energy, and I agree very much in what Jan said with the totem. I'm also picking up that the angels are telling me that that's why I felt that energy of that, you know, the famous comedian that was just the beauty, and I loved her so much. I remember watching her, that you also have this energy about you, that you handle a lot of situations. And they're telling me that you have some people there that are trying to help you, but you're kind of like pushing them back, and you'll just do what you want. They're telling me that with you. You're a little trickster. You are like the mischievous of the raccoon. I had one as a child, and I loved him. He used to take – I have smokers in my family, and he would take a pencil and pretend to be like them, and it was the funniest thing to look over and hear this little raccoon taking that pencil and like he's smoking, pretending to be like my brother. And my mom always knew if he was smoking. She's like, what's going on with the raccoon? I go, I don't know where he picked that up. She's looking at me, and my mom would smell me. You know, she's like, no, it's not on you. She'd be like going around to see who was doing it. And that raccoon would bust my brother. So I love you dearly. I thank you. And I'm going to have to go to another person. But definitely, if you get a chance, get a hold of Jen. She does do readings. I know a lot of you guys are asking me, what are you guys doing? What we're doing is having fun. I hope you had fun with us. And we're going to go to our next caller.
This was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. And 619. 619 is the sign. I love that number. I remember you before. That's a California number, I think.
Hello.
Hello, 6. And were you 619?
Hello.
She can't get through. I guess she's having something there. 646. How are you today? Hello.
Hi.
How are you? This is Jethro and Jan, and you are.
This is Christina. How are you?
Excited that you called us, Christina. We are like going wild. This is Jethro and Jan, and now we've got Christina. Do you have a definite question, or would you like us to read you from what we're picking up?
There is an issue that went on at work, and I wonder how that conflict is going to get resolved.
Okay. And I, when you said energy, and I do see that something else is happening for two, you know, it's like the guys are telling me that there's something else happening to you that is really getting my energy going real intense. I keep picking up a person that is really going through another situation there. They said you're not only handling your life, but you're handling a lot there. Is it the guys are telling me that this person is trying to intimidate you or something?
Yes.
I've done this a day or two, Christina, and that really makes me mad. I'm very much a very businessman. There's things that you just don't do, and one of them is to treat a lady bad in business. It's just like you don't treat people bad, but for someone to do what I feel is happening, the guides are telling me that you're working with a very odd individual. This person is not mentally sound. They keep showing me like this kooky-looking big kid sitting in a chair, and his mom's like tapping him on the back of the head, and he's like trying to intimidate you or push you in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other money involved in this. There's somebody investing in this. Somebody's got
kind of.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I don't get this being really good. They're telling me you've got to really watch your back. You're a nice person, and what's happened is other people that are working there are playing along with it.
Uh-huh.
And we've got some other work going on there, and I'm going back to the energy with you that they're telling me that this is also going through some other energy here with you. Now, can you hear me, Christina?
How are you? Hi, baby.
Okay. This is what happened. We got Christina. Hello. Can you hear us? The energy's gotten high. We got Jan and we've got Christina.
Yeah.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
I'm trying to be good. I got high energy and I'm bringing it down and I'm trying to really be good. I could probably blow the circuit right now from what I'm feeling. I apologize,
oh,
Christina.
Dear.
I'm on your side, but when I get mad, I have a temper, and I probably could be like, what's that movie, Carrie? Remember how I'm really mad at the guy that's going on with you. Now, when that happens, I apologize to you guys, but it makes the circuits go wild, whether I'm really happy or I'm just really mad. Right now, I'm really mad. That's why you heard that other sounds, and that was the energy. It's like, wong, and it just went. What I'm picking up is this is not a good situation. I would say you asked if it's going to be resolved. I'm getting only without some other help. You need to get to like a labor board or get to somebody and talk to them privately. This is really rotten what they're doing. You know, it may be a right-to-work state. Well, you know what? It's a right to be good. We are humans here. And it's like what I feel that's happening is this person is treating you not only really unfairly, but he's trying to get you in a position because he's got other ideas or something.
Yeah.
He's a peasant, and he needs to be spanked by the law. Jan, what are you picking up? And I apologize, Jan is a very attractive woman. Jan, what do you do with people like this? Help her and give her what you're picking up for Christina.
Well, I immediately saw the bull for you, and it says right here, there's a possibility of encroachment or intrusion by someone you don't want to be involved with and don't want near you. And you've been putting out a lot of energy and you need a boost of strength and endurance. So I can see why the bull came in and is going to try and help you through this with this negative energy. And it's really a bummer to have that at work. It's just, I really feel for you and I'm really sorry. When you have that kind of thing, you, like you said, you need to tell somebody about it because it's just not right.
I already have. I already have.
You have. Oh, yeah, that's very good. That's good then. And if there's a way to, have you been able to talk to this person about it at all, or is it too weird to do that?
No, it's not like that. I've already filed a complaint, and
right.
As a result, I think they're retaliating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's why I wonder how the whole thing's going to play out. So I've already filed a complaint.
That's good, yeah. But do you still go there? I mean, are you still at the place?
Kind of.
Yeah. And so even though when you go there, does it still keep happening? And what you're saying, he's retaliating now.
I was just wondering what you pick up, you know, on the ultimate outcome. But
right. I think you're going to resolve this, but it feels like... I feel a little bit of gray energy. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. So it feels funny to me, and it's a in between time for you trying to get this all figured out. But I think that you're going to figure out a way to resolve it because it seems like you are not going to allow this for yourself, and that's really good because you don't want to. you don't deserve to have any of that, and you shouldn't have it. So. I don't know the total outcome for it, but I think you are going to resolve it somehow or another. If you're either going to leave the job or, you know, get some kind of something against him to make him stop, type thing. So I'm wishing you well on that. I hope that you don't allow it to happen. You know, to continue, and you've done a good job by even complaining. A lot of women can't do that. They're very much too afraid to do something like that. So you're already ahead of the game, and that's really good. And with his retaliation, well, hopefully whoever you've told is going to help you out with this too. And, gosh, I don't know. What else do you feel, Jethro?
I feel that, and I feel that we're here for you, and I do feel that you're going to go through some other legal stuff, and that's why everything went a while ago, they're telling me to just bring it down, and that you're going to go through, and that, you know, it's wrong. It's just like no matter how you look at it, and I know that you said you went to people, and that's when I got mad because what I saw, and now that I'm calmed down and we've got Amy helping me in the room, because I'm like, ooh, my temper. Because what he's done is he's been dishonest and he set you up. And it's like he's basically went to everybody and they're intimidated because of this little bit of money. But I see you going through and I see you later going ahead and filing this out and you holding your ground. He never should have done this other. And once you're in a business and you start trying to take off people's pants, then you're not being professional. And he was really trying to intimidate you. And Christina, you've got you've got, you know, not only my faith, but the angels are telling me behind you that you've got to just hang tight. And I see justice with the Libra. I see you. I see the scales doing in your favor. And we're coming into that time. Here we are, September. We're in Virgo. It's not that far that it does. Now, you did. I'm going to ask you, and I hate to be really blunt because of what I'm seeing and sensing. How far did you put the complaint down? Is it sexual harassment or is it sexual?
Gender discrimination.
Okay, good, good. I'm very glad, and it's like his attitude to you, and I, Christina, I apologize, and I'm glad. Thank you for calling. But what I see is I see him looking at you, and it's just disgusting. This man is, you know, you're an attractive woman. That's a compliment, but it's at business, and I see him like this lustful thing trying to come through over the table. I don't see him acting prim and proper. And I see the really crazy thing was that because of that, that's why he also treated you like that. He was under some silly idea that, like, you were the weaker sex. And I want to laugh. And it's like, dude, have you kept up on books and the real world? Because, you know, you are very smart. You're a very good person. And so he was, like, keeping you pressured. And then what happened there is he couldn't get you intimidated. You're way too smart for his high school games. And he just kind of did that to you. I do see you winning out. I see you're not the only one. They said do a little research, and there's more than just you there. You know, and it's that, it's. I see you getting some other people, doing a little research, they keep saying, like other people, a little office talk. You're not the only one, and I see that other people, he should never have been left in charge. They keep showing me, that's why that parent behind him, somebody is being his mama, and he's a bad boy, is what they're saying, and not as in a bad boy like tough or a rebel. They're saying like as in a bad person. I hope I helped you. Did we help you? I feel like, Christina, I feel the stress in you, and it's rotten. We can't let this stuff go on. I'm glad you did stand up for yourself. I'm very proud of you. They did tell me it'll take a little more while, and they keep showing me the really hard part about it is you're just trying to get your career. I feel that you're very smart, and you're very much a worker. You just don't want to play games. You just want to be treated fairly.
Yes, so you see that the situation is going to evolve into a negative outcome, or?
It's like, and I apologize, yes, and I feel that it's going to end up happening, that justice is going to do something there. They're going to put out, they're going to put out some things with him, and they're going to be able to handle it. And like me and Jan were both picking up with him. They're going to move him, and I say they, but the guys are going to move him through another part of the energy, and go with it, you know, here. And
that's exactly what I felt too. Yeah.
And they're pushing with me, and I've got our friend here. I got her to come in. Amy, can you help me a little bit? This is like the energy's trying to shut my throat where I can't talk. Are you feeling what me and Jan are both getting at? What do you feel, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Amy, and I just was listening in. But yeah, I got when you started asking your question, I got really itchy. And I'm getting a strong message that it is going to work out, but it's not going to be quite as quick as, because his vibration is so low, it doesn't matter. You can certainly rise above it and protect yourself from it by making sure that you're shielded and surrounded by white light, and you know, just kind of make him invisible. It is going to take a little while. In the meantime, it's really important that you indulge yourself, you know, since you still have to have contact with him. Make sure, I would suggest apple cider vinegar baths at night, or either sea salt baths to take out the toxicity, because it is a very toxic situation, and those toxins from, you know, because it's all energy, and those toxins get in our body and can cause us distress and illness. So it is going to work out, and you are being protected from above. But we also have to, you know, we need to align ourselves with the heavens in order to get maximum advantage of it. So what I like to say when in a situation like that, when you have to be anywhere near this situation, whether it's talking to someone about the complaint or interacting with this person or telling a story to something else, just make sure that you're shielded. Remember, it's not just when you're in your his presence that that this toxicity is going to enter your body. Like, look what it did to Jethro, and it gave me a stomach ache and hives, and we're just on the phone. So you can imagine what it's doing to you. Just make sure that you realize any time you're talking about it, that is energy. You know, a certain amount of talking that you do have to do about it just to vent and, you know, also just to, you know, move the complaint forward. But,
and we love it. We got 17 minutes. Amy, thank you very much. We hope you help you, Christina. We're going to be getting kicked out the door. We thank you. Did that help you?
Thank you very much.
And
good
Jan,
luck.
We love you.
Good luck,
we'll
Christina.
Come back. Talk to you next time, Psyche's Gone
okay.
Wild.
Okay.